Rashi right away asks, Mash Mita Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? V'aloi kol ha-mitzvus nemru mi-sinai. Weren't all mitzvus said at Har Sinai? Alamah Shemitah nemru kloseho uproteseho edikteseho mi-sinai. Just like Shemitah, all the specifics were said Sinai. Akulam nemru koloseyem Dictor Seyem Mi Sinai. Kach Shona B'Teres Kainim, that's how we learned in Teres Kainim. V'nira li, Shikach Birusha. Lefi Shalo Motzinu Shmites Kakoes Shenishnes Be'arvis Moyev. Shmites Karka, that which we are told that we have to rest on the 7th year in the Karka, it was not reviewed in Mishneh Torah. Wasn't said over. Lamadnu, Shekosel, Protosel, Kulam Nemru Mi Sinai. Just because it wasn't reviewed doesn't mean it wasn't said in Sinai. Boa Kosev Elimet Khan, Al Kol Dibu Shenema, Shenedabel, Amoishim, Shemi Sinai Oyu, Kulam, Koleseyem, Vedikteseyem. They were all said in Sinai, Vechozu Venishnes, Barbis Moyev. And they were reviewed in Arvis Moyev. But Lamaisa Rashi does not tell us why is it that Shemitah's Karka was stated in the year and it was in Nishnas and Arvis Moyev. He's just telling you, you should know that it just be that it wasn't reviewed and you should know it was Nemra Misinai. But it doesn't tell me why wasn't it Nishnas? Why wasn't it reviewed in Arvis Moyev? Well, what happened there? Let's go to the Ramban. Now this is the Yesodos de Ramban that we need to understand because it has many ramifications to it, and we are going to discuss but some of the ramifications, ramifications from this Ramban. We have in this week's Parsha, we have Bar B'chukoysai and Parshat B'chukoysai. We have the Teichacha. Now there are two times that there is a Teichacha, a rebuke, in Torah. One in this week's Parsha, and one in Parshas Kisav. And therefore, we need to understand, A, why do you need to have two of them? And B, why they're put where they are put. So the Ramban starts. So the Ramban is very important. You saw this that we have to lay down. The Ramban is in Parshas B'chukosai. It's about the 5th page in. Ramban, page Kuf Pei Zayin, in the Ramban. And Pasik Tez Zayin. B'tam ani eseg gama ani eseg el azos lechem. Al derech ha'emes, on the truth, what it means is, kamo behefuk. The way you treated me is the way I'm going to treat you. You didn't treat me, so I'm going to treat and then not treat you. I'm going to do to you. That's why it says ani. I'm also going to do. What does it mean? Afani, you did it to me. So I'm going to also do it that way. Not only is it enough that I'm the one who judges, El Ani Aisa. The klal, and the general rule is, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyres Bris Azoitz. Now we're going to have to concentrate. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's Koyres the Bris, who makes this covenant with us. V'zeh tam, Shev al Chatoiseichem, Sheva kicha toisecha. It's a relationship. I'm going to do to you what you do in Torah. V'olus ein olus habris. These are curses of the covenant. Ki adibur mipia gvuru v'loshen atzmo. Ese yisati ikesi. V'kachoma v'asher anina v'b'neini u'bein b'nei Yisrael. Now we stop. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, I am the one who's doing it. And that's what you have to understand, that here it's over and over, ani, 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 because I'm doing it. Avo b'mishnah Torah, but the one that appears in Mishnah Torah in Devarim, Amai said, imloi sishma b'kol Hashem alikecho. If you won't listen to the voice of Hashem, Lishma Lassus is called mitzvah. Now here, it's not I. It's the mitzvahs of Hashem. Moshe is speaking, and Moshe is speaking, so to say, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't say I, but he's saying the Hashem will do. V'yiskesham tomid loshin arira. Curse. Who posach b'em ororato, ki ha-brocha nederes me'em, the brocha is hidden. V'am ha-yitein Hashem, v'zem am rabbeisenu, k'lolushe b'toiretz koinim b'loshin rabim. The ones that are said in this week's parsha are said plural. U'moshe ki omrom, when Moshe said it, he was saying it mipi ha-gevura directly, from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, v'sheh b'mishneh Torah is b'loshin yochid, and Moshe omar mipi atzmoi, Moshe said it on his own, ki ha'gvur osa Moshe shliach, v'sheh made Moshe the shliach, b'inoi u'vein kol Yisrael. V'da. When the Ramban starts with da, means he's trying to tell you a very important Yisod, v'da, the haven, not just da. We have to understand. Ki olus ha'ele yirmos l'golus rishon. So now the Ramban lets us in on one of the secrets in Torah. That there are two toichachos, and the two toichachos are coming to tell us up front about the two destructions that happen. The destruction of Bayis Rishon and the destruction of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon is in our Parsha, and Bayis Sheni is later on Parsha's Kisavo. Ki b'Bayis Rishon, because in the first place of Migdosh, or you call Divrei Abroa Bris Agolus Vagula Mimenu, you will find all the things that are being described. The exile, and the redemption from the exile. Shekein tira b'toichochos shehoma v'im b'chukosai tim osu. You will be nimas, disgusted. V'im esko mishpotai tigol nafshechem. V'oma la'africhem es berisi. V'yizke b'em b'mosas v'chamonim v'gilaleyem. Why? How do I know that it's talking about Bayis Rishon? Ki oyu ovdei avodes gilim. In the time of Bayis Rishon, one of the key problems was Oved Avodis Galilum. V'oisim kol haros, and they did all the bad. V'ushama, and that's why it says, V'ashimaisi esmigdashaychem, V'lo ariach b'reach nichaychem. I'm going to destroy your migdash, and I will not smell your karbonis. Yisei rabahem, l'salik mehem migdasho, the kibul akabonishi lorotzen lo b'migdashahu. And that migdash that we know, it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was accepting our kabonis. Because we know the Gemara in Yuma at the very end of the first perek tells us that there were five things different between the first base of migdash and the second base of migdash. And one of them was the fire that came down from heaven, that when you brought a korban, it was open and clear that he accepted it. And therefore, in Bayis Rishon, that was there. V'ho'onshim aleihem, what happened? Cherev, chayarov, v'devev, v'rov, v'golus, p'sof, all the bad that's going to happen, and at the end there's going to be exile. Ki chol ze'o yisham, all of that was, in bayis rishon. Kashebo b'feirish b'sefer Yirmiyahu. V'yoma b'golus, oz tirtzo ores et shapsiseho. Then the land will want its Shabbos. Kol yimei ashama, all the days you destroyed, tishbos, it's going to rest. Heisa shalosh shavta, which it didn't rest when you were there. Shall you shenos ha-golus, the years of the exile, equaled kishonim asher bitlu b'shmita. The years that they stopped b'shmita. V'chein ha-kotzev omo, b'golus hu l'malas d'va Hashem b'fi Yirmiyo, aratz ter ha-oretz shab seisel, kol yimei ha-shama, sheva l'malu shivim shana. Good. So therefore, go down one more line, v'stakil od, look more, one a little bit more, b'golus, b'inyan ha-geula mimenu, she'inu maftiach, Hashem doesn't promise us at the end of this golus that we describe in the Tochacha, Rak sheyizke brisaros. He's going to remember the covenant with our forefathers, who bezechiras oretz. Lo sheyim chalavonam. Doesn't say the avera was forgotten, that he forgave us for it. The yisla chatam, that he's going to be saleachos. The Yosef avosim kikedem, he's going to love us like he lived or loved originally. It doesn't say any of that. It's not going to bring in all the. They write the Kihaya, Cain, Balosami, Bovel, Shalobo, Rak, Yehuda, Binyanim, Balaviyam, Imoyam, as the Gemara in Kedushin discusses at length. Not everybody came back. And it wasn't the promise that everyone's coming back. Ma'atu mixas ashvotem ashagolu, Lubovel, Vishavu, Bidalus, Avdus, Machi, Poras. Very few. It doesn't say they're going to do a complete tshuva. They're going to say a vidui for their avevras and avonavos. But umatzinu anche bayisheni osim kain. The bayisheni people did it. Chotan ovinu, and they said the whole thing. Now go down three lines before the end of this sheet. So the first one is to teach us a prophecy about the Golus and the Geula. Aval Habris B'Mishneh Torah Yirmaz L'Golusenu. It speaks about our Golus. V'Geula Shenigoyal Mimenu. And the redemption that we wait for that which we're going to be out of here. Ki yistakalnu t'chilu shalonir mishom keitz. It has no end there. V'ketzev lo yiftiak b'geula rak tolo yiser b'tshuva. But it depends on us doing tshuva, as we know in Pashas Nitzavim. V'lo yizke b'averi se'em shi'asu ashereyem v'chamaneyem v'shi'avda avodi galilim klal. It doesn't speak about Avodah Zarah in the Tochacha in Pashas Kisava. Why? Because that's not what happened in our goals. Havalom avoyim lo sishma b'kol Hashem l'kecho lishma lasu kol ha-mitzvah chukosav. You're not going to listen. V'oma ki mipnei shi'avru al k'tzas mitzvos shelo yishmeru v'yasu es kulam yanchu. Shekacho yibayisheni. Because that's what happened in Bayisheni. Kamo Shama, Bayisrishon, Mipnei Ma'achorev, the famous Gemara. Why did the first Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Because of Avodas Galilim, Gil Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. But Bayisheni, the Gemara's language is Shonun Bikiyim Bahem, that they were Isaac in Torah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Why did it just get destroyed? Because of the sinas chinam, it doesn't say about the eish that we spoke about And in all of these things are in bias sheni. Therefore, the Ramban is laying out to us a very basic yisod. Bias rishon, build the destruction of it, is the teichacha of our pasha, and the teichacha of kisavo is bias sheni. But he doesn't tell us why should it be where it is. He tells us that it's there, but we have to understand yet, why did Hashem put it over there?
Why would bias sheni even be mentioned?
Because nevuah.
It already implies, so he's telling them already, I mean, it wasn't written, I mean, if they, it wasn't predetermined that bias rishon had to be destroyed. If they had done tshuva.
Good, so is that, that's true. If Mordim wouldn't have done a chachat even. But I mean, he's telling us that he's gonna tell us the end to it. It's very, very interesting. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to speak about it very often, is that if you look in the prophecy of Yechezkel, when Yechezkel speaks about the prophecy of the destruction of Bayis Rishon, he speaks about the building of Bayis Shlishi. And he doesn't say a word about Bayis Sheni, nothing. So Rabbi Yankov used to say, because Bayis Sheni is not like Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Shlishi is going to be like Bayis Rishon, because Bayis Sheni, they were together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the days of Yitzias Mitzrayim all the way through the Midbar. They had this close relationship with the Mishkan. They came to Eretz Yisrael. They were with the Migdash. They were all these years together, and now the Migdash was destroyed. And they were in tremendous pain, and they begged for it. So it was not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, came to the base of Migdash Sheni, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed that there should be a Migdash Sheni because Klal Yisrael wanted it. The Klal Yisrael had such a tshuka, such a desire, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen. But not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came. Now, let's go a little further.
And by Bayis Shlishi.
It's going to be back like it was there. Rishon.
So it's not going to be an inyan of tshuka?
It's not going to be because it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu
is going to come.
And he promised us.
After the selection of the first B'tanidosh, not everybody went out of Israel. Some they stayed. Right?
Some. But a lot went to Bavel, and when Bayis Sheni came, they didn't go back.
But Gedalia,
I'm not getting involved in the politics, etc., etc. But I don't have it clear in my mind what I'm going to answer to the Rebbeinu Shalom when he's going to ask me, I gave you the chance to go back to Eretz Yisrael and you didn't go. I don't have it worked out 100% in my mind. And when you come upstairs, he's going to ask you a question. Right? Now let's turn to, let's go to this Maral. The Maral deals, and he goes to explain to us very, very important yesodos, and then we could be able to explain a lot of things now. At the beginning, the Maral tells us that there are many differences between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. Many differences. So he wants to know why. And this perek, he goes through this fine, fine tooth comb and bring out every little difference that's there. Why there's a vav in one and not the other. Why these words, that word. Goes through everything. But before he does that, he wants to tell us the following. Go to the left column here. He has one question after the other, very, very interesting questions. Go to the left column on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, all the way to the left. V'kodem shebonu levayer dovezeh. Before I come to explain all that I said, roi l'cho ledas, you must know, ha'hefresh, the difference Bein Mishne Torah, Asher Bod Gama Dibris Hashniyos, U Bein Shar HaTorah. There's a difference between the first four books and the fifth book. B'Mesechtes Megillah, Ein Mafsikin B'Klolus. We don't break up the Klolus. B'Kam Rabbayu Lo Shana, we only learn those that's true in the B'Klolus that are in this week's Parshin, Torah's Kleinim. HaB'Klolus Shebimishne Torah Mafsikin. V'Ein B'Kach Klum, my time or why? Halolu Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nemru. V'Loshin Rabbim, these were said from what? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Halolu Moshe Mipi Atzmo Omron V'Loshin HaYochid. Now, V'Ein HaKavona Chas V'Sholom. The Rebbeinu Teh doesn't mean Sheyomer Moshe Dova Mipi Atzmo, that HaKadosh Moshe said his own words. Af os achas, he never said one letter. Raka hefrish yesh bein mishne Torah ubein shar haTorah. Ki haTorah shenosan Hashem yizborach liYisrael yesh ba shtei bechinas. There are two parts in the Torah that Hashem gave us. Habechina haAchas mitzad Hashem yizborach. One is as it relates to Hashem, while it's by Hashem, and as it relates to Him. Hashem unosei na Torah. Habechina hashniyus, the second is, mitzad Yisrael hamekablim es haTorah. It's how Klal Yisrael, the receivers of Torah. Now, we'll watch his moshel. I go out to the store and I go and I buy you a present. Let's explain what he means. If I go to the store and I buy you a present, there are two aspects. I, the buyer, you, the receiver. If I go out and I buy you a present, and you look at me in a fake smile and say, thanks a lot, and you put it on the table and walk out. So I gave you a present. That's not called giving a present. Giving a present is the pshat. There's a nosein, a giver, and there's a mekabel who receives it. And because he receives it, now the nosein and the mekabel are connected. But if the nosein gives and the mekabel doesn't take it, then there's no present, there's no connection. Right? So now, the first four are the way the nosein relates to the Torah, and how he expresses the Torah while he's giving it to us. Mishneh Torah Devarim, as the words say, Mishneh Torah, reviewing the Torah, is the way the Mekablim receive the Torah from Hashem as it relates to the receivers. Let's take an example that he's going to bring. In the Luchos Rishonos, why do you keep Shabbos? I created the day of the world in 6 days, and I rested on the seventh. Therefore, I tell you, you got to keep Shabbos. That's not us. That's the giver. That's the giver's explaining Shabbos. What does it say in Parshas Vayeschanan? Why are you keeping Shabbos? Because I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you became freed, and I'm telling you, you have to rest on Shabbos. That's us. So that's the Mekablim. And if you will go, as he goes through in this perek, between Luchas Rishonos and Luchas Shnias, you will see that the difference is very, very clear. That there's Nosnim and Mekablim. The first four is no sein. The second four, second one, second, Devarim is Makab. What did we say in the Teichacha, what's Bayis Rishon and what's Bayis Sheni? Bayis Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us with Eish and with everything. Where does the destruction of the Bayis Rishon belong? First four. Because that's the Bigamitzad, the one who gave it. Why is there a Bayis Sheni, as we just finished explaining? Why? Because the receivers wanted it so badly. So where will you find the hint to Bayis Sheni and its destruction? In Devarim. And you're going to go through it, Keseder, you will find this is a very big yisod. As an example, when you do Shnai Mikra and V'yecha Targum in Devarim, you see right away, it speaks the way you would speak and I would speak. Pashas V'eschanan. Shalna. Please, go ahead and ask. Haniyag Devakazeh. Did it ever happen? Hashom Ha'om, did it ever, any nation ever claim that they heard Hashem speak to them? Or they have any, did you ever hear anybody say they claimed it? That's not the way Hashem speaks. Hashem speaks very clear. Hashom Ha'om, that's where you and I come over to you and I said, you know, I saw an unbelievable thing. You ever hear anything like this? That's the way we, the Makabu. Because the whole thing of Devarim is Mitzad Mekabel. Not Moshe made it up, but Moshe the Mekabel with the Rotzen Abayre is using the Lashon of Mekabel. Go ahead. That's what he says here. Lefichach, HaTorah Kula, Chutz Mishnah Torah Shum Chumash Achron, Roi Sheimtza Bechina Mitzad HaNoseh. Mekabel, mekabel b'sof. Is that the end? Kashigoma hanotzen exeris devara v'oza mekabel, mekabel. Then the receiver accepts. Ulefichach nitra mishnah Torah. Ki'ilu ha'yadova miyuchat shehu mitzad mekabel. The receivers are reviewing the Torah as it relates to them. And that's why at the beginning of Devarim he says, it says, Hoel Moshe Bayer es HaTorah Zos, and Bayer es HaTorah Rashi says right there is 70 languages. 70 languages? That's how Mitzad should be nice. That's Mitzad Mekabun. Lefichach kol dibur shebetorah Moshe said, and that's how it goes. And he goes through the dibros. Let us go back to the very beginning. And let's look again at that Rashi. Very beginning. Ma, what does it say? Ma shmita leitzasin. What does he say? Because what? Shmita's karka was nishne, was not nishnas again in Kudlo Matsinu, that it was nishnas in Arvis Mayr. What is Shmitas Karka? Please look at the Ramban. And the Ramban, and not only the Ramban, just about every single one here says the same language. Let's turn to that second. Look. Shabbos Lashem. What does Rashi say? Shabbos Lashem. Kishem Shinema. What? What does it say? Shabbos Bereishis. Where did Shabbos Bereishis belong? We just said that why, what is the first of the Luchas? What did it say there? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked 6 days and rested on the seventh. So therefore Shabbos Bereishis belongs in the first four and not in Devarim. Look in the Sefurno, he says it again. Look at the bottom of the page. Shabbos Hashem, Shetiyakol, Ashona, Havtolo me'avodas adoma muchnot la'avodasu kumo shekiven v'shabbos bereishis. That belongs in the first four, and not in the Devarim. But there's another Shemitah. And that Shemitah's Kayat Shemitah's Ksofim. What Shemitah's Ksofim? Between two Jews. I lend you money, and what? Come, Shemitah, we don't collect it, we don't have a prusbul, which is the Takona, but we don't, and what happens? It's gone. So now, what is that? That's where between the people who are being Makablim. Shemitah's Kesafim is only in Devarim and nowhere else. Why? It's sad. Makablim. And therefore you have to know this Yesod. It's a big Yesod. You will be able to use it many, many times because you will see many things, difference between the first four and the fifth. And the Maral will go, if you have a chance, you can look through the Maral. Maral goes to tell us situation in the Dibros, and he goes through all the Dibros and the differences one after the other. It's unbelievable how many differences, and he explains every single one, why it was stated in the first four this way and in Devarim differently. So this is why it was not Nishnas. And that's why the Teichacha of Bayis Rishon is in the first four, and the Teichacha of Bayis Sheni is in Devarim. But now, last week we left off, we were in the middle of discussing Havdalah. And I just want to continue a little bit, at least at this moment, in Havdalah. So if you go to the last two sheets are Havdalah. We always think, before we discussed it the last time at least, that Havdalah is making Shabbos over. Right? We've been through this. We know that the Gemara Psachim and Arve Psachim says that you need to say either three Havdalahs or seven Havdalahs. So the Gemara says, what should you do? Gemara says, say three Havdalahs. What should you say? Amavdil bein Kodesh l'chol, bein Or l'choshech, bein Yisrael l'amim. So the Gemara asks, I still hear Avutna's voice ringing. So then what in the world are we saying? Amavdil what? Bein Yom HaShvi l'Sheshi l'Mei HaMaaseh. It doesn't belong in Havdalah. Gemara is kasha. Gemara says because we want to meyena chasima. We want to make it relate to the chasima. But mean Havdalah has nothing to do with bein yom hashvi l'sheshi l'mei hamaaseh, because you see the Gemara says very clearly you can leave it out. It's only because I need it to end with the bracha that way. But otherwise there's none. So then that's not Havdalah. So what is Havdalah? Let's see. Bavadai Shiroi Ilonu Lisar Bazan Al Kikiyuma Shekhovis Havdalah de Shabbos Ain Havdalah Zu Ba Elabitaris Tafel Handigre Sakasha Sugi Havdalah. You see in the Gemara that this Havdalah that we call by Shiroi Mashvi Lishesh Yimei HaMaaseh is secondary in relationship to the other three Havdalahs. And there, and the other three have nothing to do with Yitzias Shabbos. Velo od, elisha odefes, he bekan tamir yisera. Harichov is kiddush v'avdolah de Shabbos mekor echad ein ovim. And this is what we spoke about last week. Shneim come from the word zachas shem Shabbos lekadosh. Zachar b'chnisas, remember on the way in and remember on the way out. And we went through in our riches to discuss why on the way in and why on the way out, because it doesn't seem sensible that you should say it on the way out. Who borrowed them are you masking be kiddusha yom shel Shabbos? He would say all kind of types of kiddusha. You wouldn't be yitzik the kiddush. So how come by Havdalah we're told say all of these Havdalahs? Good. Oved uvda sayisod bekan hu yichud oifesh Havdalah the Shabbos kalape kiddusha yom the Shabbos. We have to see the difference between Havdalah and Kiddush. Diburei Kiddush b'mitzvosam eim b'chol ha-Torah. The words Kiddush, Kodush, is found all over Torah. V'etzim ha-afaso shel Kiddush b'dibur eim bo b'shum Kiddush. There's no Kiddush that you can make something Kodush. Because that's what we say about Hegdush. That's what we say about all of these things. You say, this is Kaddish, now it's Kaddish. Now we understand. Shani Havdalah. Havdalah is very different. Sheinanu motziyan b'chol atorah shum dibur shel Havdalah. Nowhere does it say Havdalah. Nothing. Doesn't say it. U'b'chol makam shizkira Torah inyan Havdalah ain't a kavon el ma'isan ogash shel Havdalah. Whenever the Torah says separate, it's telling you this is the separation. I'm avdu b'den what? Bein b'heima to b'torah to b'heima t'meya. You didn't do anything. You don't say anything. Just you have to know there is a difference. V'rak b'kedushos shel Shabbos hanu motziyim avdolah b'dibur. All of a sudden, when it comes to avdolah for Shabbos, we do it with a dibur. And we need to find it somewhere in Chumash. Of the Zumaida Kmeyedim, Kieshlo Havdalah, Bishabbos Malach Latzma, must be then this Havdalah has its own thought process. It's totally different. What is it? V'omnam nimtzelonu ma'alach zeh b'pashis yom rishon. Ah, what a... Unbelievable. Ma'isa b'reishis. Shenema bo, vayar Elohim es haor ki tov. Hashem saw that special light that he created was light that is ki tov. But it's not worthy for this world the way it is. Vayavdel bein or uvein achoshech. And Hashem was mavdil. What does that mean? It was Mavdil. And what did he do? Upirish Rashi, Rosh in Olam Kedai Lishtamish Bo. The world in its state cannot use it. V'gonzu Lasad Lavo. And he put it away for Lasad Lavo. Hare Lefoneinu Ki Havdalah Zu Mispareshes Hu B'Muvon Shel Geniza. Havdalah that we talk about here means he hid it away. Vidas Lenovo Nikol, it's clear for us to think, Kios Havdalah Mispareshes B'Muvon Shel Geniza Shoni B'Ikur Mishah Sugi Havdalah. Obviously, this type of Havdalah is different than all the other Havdalahs. She'im Ha'em Tochen Shel Geniza. You don't say you hid away the behemoth Tameya. It's there. It's different. This is Torah. This is Tomei. You don't do anything. You didn't say anything. This is it. The Stam Havdalah Kavanasi Mid Mav Taruvis, that I'm not going to allow the things to get mixed together. Havaleini Dona Cloud. We don't discuss Amahus Kishilatzma on its makeup. But that which we talk about Havdalah Mispareshes B'Muvon Shel Geniza Omeresi. Kimahus achas hamizbadeles mechaverto. This is different than everything else. Ein makom o klau b'olameinu. It doesn't belong in our world. Ve'etzem mitziusu shemahuzu b'olameinu. And if you would bring it into our world, kitaruvus inidonis. It's mixing things that don't belong. Va'acher kein havdalos shemahuzu. Mechayeves, he is Geniza. What are you going to do with this light? You must hide it away. V'zehu mekorah shel Havdalah de Shabbos. Watch now, please. Dalo also or the Yom Rishon the Maisa Bereshis, the or that was created on the first day, Nignas Hu La'achris Ayomim. It's put away for the world to come. Shel Yom Shekulo Shabbos, for that great day that we wait. V'chol Shabbos is Shabbos is a Mayain of that day that we wait for. If it's Mayain of that day, that means on Shabbos, a little bit of that ore that's hidden away comes out on Shabbos. You hear the Madrega? Comes out on Shabbos. U'bechinezu yesh b'chol Shabbos me'in oysa oragonus. We have a little bit of that oragonus. That's why we could be comprehend more. We can feel more. M'meila b'shar Shabbos cholefes, when it goes now back into the chol, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to have to do something with this. That doesn't belong with us during the week. It only belongs to us when we're in the thing called Mayein Olam Haba. I'm going to be mavdil it. And what does mavdil it mean when it comes to the or? Gonaz. I'm going to hide it away. With the erech hamein shel or shesholet b'shabbos. So therefore we say that is we make Havdalah on Shabbos. Now, therefore, it discusses here this Havdalah, what it is and why it's done b'peh. We have this b'peh. But let's go to the last piece here, no, to Vav. To Vav. This is a deeper understanding of what we had discussed last week about this going into the weekday. What is it going into the weekday? That Shabbos, with Shabbos before the 6 days of work. Right? That's what this is, that Geniza. You in Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shehivi Chakira. Im Yotzim Yedei Chovas Kiddush Doraisa. Be'amirish Shabbat Tova. Can you be Yotze Kiddush by saying good Shabbos? You definitely Mekayim Zochus Yom Shabbos, but are you Mekayim Kiddush? Darayesh Bo Devorim Shel Askorah Shabbos. You mentioned it. V'isigalava Mishnah Berurah Darim Mufurish Shul Baramam Amiris Kiddush Shel Shabbos Tuna Shvocho Shemokum. Not just mentioning Shabbos, but with the mentioning of Shabbos, you have to say praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amidu shabbatava ein kan shevach, there's no praise. U'poshet hu, t'chov v'zu shel shavach, no'egesi gam b'avdolah. This need to praise is there in Avdolah too. Dein Avdolah el zechira b'yitzi also. It's remembering on the way out like you remembered on the way in. Adlai b'chnisos v'inei ha'shevach hazeh shedin. So the praise of Hashem relates to Shabbos. Kagon Mekadesh Shabbos. That Hashem sanctifies the Shabbos. So I am now praising, and the praise relates directly to Shabbos. Shekidush Hayom Nema B'derech Shabbos. You say something that has nothing to do with the Kiddush of Shabbos. You don't say the praise and memory Shabbos work together like you say in Mekadesh. In truth, you wouldn't be able to do that. Therefore, umikivan shemokum l'shevach shel avdolah d'shabbos shuvlo yemokum l'kiyam avdolah d'shabbos kol ikah. There's no praise, then you wouldn't have to make avdolah. Ela ikah shevach avdolah d'shabbos mikayim ayidei ashevach shel avdolas or min hakoshech. That there is an avdolah of or min achoshech, mavdu bein or luch bein yom, mavdu bein chodesh Then Or L'Choshech, that's the main one. Because what happened on the day of the Geniza? He took the Or, put it away, which left us without all that Or. Because them it neshikor, what's the why? Because that's the Avdolah of Shabbos, is the Avdolah of Yom Rishon, my Sabereshis, and we do it, be it Siyasa. And that's what has to do with the last week that explains why we have to do it, be it Siyasa. And that's how we say, Chachomim ki Avdolah ben Yom Ashvili, Sheshes Yimaz Maaseh, in Avdolah has nothing to do with Avdolah. Because this Avdolah between Yom Ashvili, Sheshes Yimaz Maaseh has nothing to do with this Or. It's only there for Meina Gemini Chassim. Now let's watch the last paragraph. A very deep paragraph needs a lot of concentration. Hamaskil al Dvar Emes. Someone who thinks about truth. Yimotze b'dvarim anal tuv tam b'das b'inyin chovas ner Avdolah. Now we spoke about it on one level last week. Leiv chochom yaskil piyu v'al sifosav yosef lekach. Hare lo motzinu shezman yitziro bidei odom yazman chayv brochal yitzira zu. We never find, and this is what was pointed out last week, that creation is what demands a bracha. We always find enjoyment demands the bracha. Never do we find creation. Because we know, where does the Or come for Maitzeh Shabbos? We discussed this last week. That what? Or the Marishan on Maitzeh Shabbos took the two stones and rubbed them together, and there was Or, and that's the Or of Maitzeh Shabbos, like the Or of Rishon of Hashem. Right? Like that's what went through it last. Genizas Or Shel Olam Haschar He Goremes Yitziris Or Shel Olam Amaisa. By putting away that Or that's put away for Los and Lovo, it demands that we have to have regular Or. So the Or on Motzeh Shabbos relates directly to the putting away of the Or of the Geniza. Dainu Or Shalot Marishan. Therefore, the Nimtze Nash of Motzeh Shabbos is Chelek of the Havdalah. It's a part of this Havdalah. And this is why, what we said last week, we need to see it a little bit deeper. That's this point, and therefore we have to understand the Avdolah, the Ner of Avdolah, and to understand the whole thing of the Geniza that's over here.
Yeah.